Hi, and welcome to a very spooky episode 110 of the RP Minute. I'm your host, Rebecca McCabe. Microsoft kicked off the week by announcing its results for the quarter ended September 30th, 2023, as compared to the corresponding period of last fiscal year. Dynamics products and cloud services revenue increased 22%, driven by Dynamics 365 revenue growth of 28%. Server products and cloud services revenue increased 21%, driven by Azure and other cloud services revenue growth of 29%. The significant growth in Azure further cements the importance of cloud services and infrastructure. These offerings will be pivotal to the future of ERP. In other news, SAP announced new generative AI capabilities across the SAP customer experience portfolio, building on SAP's natural language generative AI copilot Joule. These new capabilities will help businesses automate time-consuming tasks and quickly analyze data from across the enterprise to gain valuable, actionable insights that deliver more intelligent, personalized experiences to customers. These advancements ensure that enterprises can utilize data across the business, including third-party sources, to improve the business like never before. To round out the week, during its Apex 2023 show in Las Vegas, Epicor introduced several innovative solutions designed to help automotive businesses capture the insight advantage. Powered by the company's vehicle, part, and service information and cutting-edge data science capabilities. At the show, Epicor debuted its next-generation Epicor Catalog for Automotive, Commerce for Automotive B2B eStore, Predictive Inventory Assistant, and Predictive Maintenance Assistant. These enhancements provide even more enrichment to Epicor's automotive clients, transforming how business can be conducted. Thanks for tuning in to the ERP Minute. We are always looking for newsworthy material to share with our listeners, so send us breaking ERP news. Be sure to subscribe to our Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and YouTube channels so you never miss an episode. Happy Halloween, and we'll see you next week.